I didn't see the ones down near Bundara, but they said they were getting up towards a high density. The ones at Nullarmanna are up to a medium density in a couple of places, yeah.
So, Bob, what can be done to control them?
Well, they can be sprayed when they're banding. When they're on the wing, they're a bit harder to control. They move around too much when they're on the wings.
But what are the conditions around, you know, that part of the Tablelands at the moment? Because obviously it's been a tough season. We're experiencing an ongoing drought. So is there much green pick around, and is there much around at the moment for these locusts to eat?
Yeah, actually it's looking pretty good as far as feed goes. Like, locusts have got plenty of feed, not much water though.
So what might that mean for where the locusts choose to spread? Are they likely to move about a fair bit?
The ones I'm monitoring now, they're fairly stationary. They don't seem to be moving too fast. But we'll just monitor those soon until we get some cold weather, whether they lay or whether they die up before they lay.
What's your biggest concern then about these two plague infestations, or particularly the one you're monitoring? What's your biggest worry about what could happen with them?
Yeah, well, it looks at this stage as if they're not going to even get fat enough to lay before the winter hits. They actually hatched out here. But I think the ones at Bundara flew in on the wind.
And because we've heard about southwestern drought-affected Queensland experiencing quite a bad bout of locusts, and they're sort of stripping the small amount of greenery that's left around there. Do you think it will get as bad as that?
Nah. It's not that bad. Like, they've got to be in a high-density population to do a real lot of damage to pasture when it's like it is here now.
Is the Northern Tablelands Local Land Services likely to be looking to use chemical sprays to control these two plague infestations that are around?
No, they're not big enough to there'd have to be aerial sprays. And the locust plague's not thick enough for that. And also, there's too many dams in that around to, and waterways to spray successfully in the New England.